Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning. As we move forward in the Word on this second day of December, God is good and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. I am thankful that God woke me up this morning, hallelujah, clothed in my right mind, because somebody did not wake up today. So be thankful for God's grace in your life. Be thankful for his mercy and for his kindness. And our word this morning is coming out of 2 Peter. And if you need a thought, the thought that God gave me was, our time is not the Lord's time. We must grow in grace. Our time is not the Lord's time. We must grow in grace. You know, and as we read the word this morning, we'll be coming out of Daniel chapter 7 and chapter 8 through chapter 8. We'll also have Psalms. Our psalm this morning is Psalm 137, verses 1 through 6. Our proverb this morning is chapter 29, verse 14. And our New Testament word, again, which our title is coming from, is 2 Peter. And for those that are just joining this Moving Forward experience, we are coming this year out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles, Daily Bible Biblical Principles for each day of the year. So when you hear me say life lessons or life questions or principles, and I'll say, and Dr. Stanley says, that is because that is what's in the Bible that we are reading as our study. It's awesome. I have to say, this has been one of the best Bibles we have read, because what this show is about is reading the Bible itself in 1 year. So we are about to finish reading this Bible this year. We start on January 1st and we end on December 31st with the Word. The only exceptions to daily is Saturday. I don't do a show on Saturday. That's my day of rest. As God says, you got to have one rest day. And so Saturday I do rest. I get the Word. That's when I get filled up. So we have a show every Sunday through Friday. On Fridays and Sundays, we do the Saturday Word. So Friday will be all Old Testament or all New Testament or vice versa. So we may have all Daniel on Sunday, on Friday, and then we'll have whatever comes next. Probably first, second, and third John over this weekend. So that is how it works. So for those that are just joining us, again, Bible study, Bible reading, mainly for senior citizens, or for those that are shut in, or those that are in a hurry working but would still like to get a word, you can hear the word as you're getting ready for work. You can hear the word as you're driving in your car. You can hear the word as you're just going from point A to point B. Or if you're just laying in your bed and just wanted to hear some words, that's what this show is about. So call a friend, tell a friend. If you want to call in, the number is 213-943-3597. And so those are the church announcements. So let's get into the word. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning, humble and grateful, Lord God, that you have given us a new day. A new day to sing your praises, a new day to lift up the name of Jesus, a new day to know that there is only one God and it is you. And we are your humble children, Lord God. open and ready to receive your word. Father God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy sight. For Lord God, you are my strength and my redeemer. Without you, Lord, I cannot do this. So, Father, I lift this word up to you, asking you to bless it and to give us understanding and clarity. In Jesus' holy and precious name, I pray, amen, giving honor again to the Most High God and to his Son, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit that dwells within each and every one. May his light shine upon each of you today as you go into your day. So let's get into this holy and awesome word this morning. And all I'm going to say is, whoa, Daniel done went all the way Revelations on us. You know, and we're going to, if time permit, go over to Revelations chapter 2, because that's kind of where we're going to be coming from with this Daniel word this morning. Like I said, Daniel and John are so close as far as prophetic words that they give. Both have this special relationship where God gives them visions and understanding of his word. And all we have to do is read it, study it, to show ourselves approved. Because God's word is coming true. It may come true in some of our times, and it may not. We don't know, because the word of God tells us that our time is not God's time. One day in our time is 1,000 in his. So we don't know. One day in his time is 1,000 in ours. We don't know. We don't know God's time. All we have to do is live every day knowing that you're not promised tomorrow, and trust in God and know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And watch God work everything out. He's in charge. And all we say is, yes, Lord. Let's get started, family. Get your Bible. And we are in Daniel chapter 7. I am coming out of New King James. My King James readers, you should be able to follow me. There's just slight differences, but you should still be able to follow me in your Bible as I can follow you in mine. So let's get started. It says, in the first year of Belshazzar, the king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head while on his bed. In other words, he was dreaming and having visions. Then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. Daniel spoke, saying, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I watched till its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. And a man's heart was given to it. And suddenly another beast, a second like a bear, it was raised up on one side and had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said thus to it, arise and devour each much flesh. Arise and devour much flesh. After this, I looked, and there was another like a leopard, which had on its back four wings of a bird. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces, and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. It was considering the horns. I was considering the horns And there was another horn, a little one coming up among them, before whom three of the first horns were plucked out by the roots. And there in the horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words. I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow. Thank you, God. And the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. Does that sound Ezekiel? Fiery wheels, wheels in the middle of wheels. Sounds Ezekiel to me. But his throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. A thousand, thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated and the books were opened. And we all know what those books were. The books of life. Books with our names in it. We pray our name is in the book of life. And this is what it says in verse 11 of Daniel chapter 7. I watched then because of the sound of the pompous words which the horn was speaking. I watched till the beast was slain and its body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As for the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. Remember, our time is not God's time. Our time is not the Lord's time. I was watching in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. Praise the Lord. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit within my body, and the vision of my head troubled me. I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. Those great beasts which are four kings which arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever. Then I wish to know the truth about the four beasts which was different from the fourth beast, which was different from all the others. Exceedingly dreadful, with its teeth of iron and its nails of bronze, which devoured, broke in pieces, and trampled the residue with its feet. And the 10 horns that were on its head, and the other horn which came up, before which three fell, namely that horn which had eyes and a mouth, which spoke pompous words, whose appearance was greater than his fellows. I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it and break it in pieces. The 10 horns are 10 kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones and shall subdue three kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and laws. Then the saints shall be given into his hands for a time, in time and a half a time. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Of the account, as for me, Daniel, my thoughts greatly troubled me, and my countenance changed, but I kept the manner in my heart. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel. After the one that appeared to me the first time, I saw in the vision, and so it happened while I was looking that I was in Shushan, the cathedral which is in the province of Elam, and I saw in the vision that I was by the river Ulai. Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and there, standing beside the river, was a ram which had two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other. And the higher one came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, and southward, so that no animal could withstand him, nor was there any that could deliver from his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. And as I was considering, suddenly a male goat came from the west across the surface of the whole earth without touching the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. Then he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing beside the river, and ran at him with furious power. And I saw him confront the ram. He was moved with rage against him, attacked the ram, and broke his two horns. There was no power in the ram to withstand him. But he cast him down to the ground and trampled him, and there was no one that could deliver the ram from his hand. Therefore the male goat grew very great. But when he became strong, the large horn was broken, and in place of it, four notable ones came up toward the four winds of heaven. And out of one of them came a little horn, which grew exceedingly great toward the south, toward the east, and toward the glorious land. And it grew up to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and some of the stars to the ground and trampled them. He even exalted himself as high as the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifices were taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. Because of the transgression, an army was given over to the horn to oppose the daily sacrifices, and he cast truth down to the ground. He did all this and prospered. Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to that certain one who was speaking, how long will the vision be concerning the daily sacrifices and the transgression of desolation, the giving of both the sanctuary and the house to be trampled underfoot? And he said to me, for 2,300 days, then the sanctuary shall be cleansed. Then it happened when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and was seeking the meaning that suddenly there stood before me one having the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ulai, who called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. So he came near where I stood. And when he came, I was afraid and fell on my face. But he said to me, understand, son of man, that the vision refers to the time of the end. Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep with my face to the ground. But he touched me and stood me upright and said, look, I am making known to you what shall happen in the latter time. of the indignation, for at the appointed time the end shall be. The ram which you saw having the two horns, they are the kings of Media and Persia, and the male goat is the kingdom of Greece. The large horn that is between its eyes is the first king. As for the broken horn and the four that stood up in its place, four kingdoms shall arise out of that nation, but not with its power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arise, having fierce features, who understands sinister schemes. His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully and shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty and also the holy people. Through his cunning he shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule, and he shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human needs. And the vision of the evenings and mornings which were told is true. Therefore, seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick 4 days. Afterward, I arose and went about the king's business. I was astonished by the vision, but no one understood it. Wow. He got a revelation. And as we go back to Daniel chapter 7 and look at the life lessons, and it says in Daniel 7 and 13, and we're going to go back to that verse, and it says this: I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And it says Jesus claimed this verse for himself in Matthew 26 and 64, causing an uproar in the Sanhedrin. They considered it as blasphemy, but the only blasphemy that day was theirs, but not recognizing the Messiah in front of them. And we're going to go over to Matthew chapter 26. Go with me to Matthew chapter 26. And we're going to go to verse 64. And it says in Matthew chapter 26, verse 64, but we're going to go back a little bit to verse 62. Actually, we're going to go back to 57. And it says this: and those who had laid hold of Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed them at a distance to the high priest's courtyard, and he went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests, the elders, and all the council saw false testimony against Jesus to put him to death. And we know this is just before the crucifixion. But found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last two false witnesses came forward and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose and said to him, do you answer nothing? What is it? These men testify against you. But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest answered and said to him, I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus said to him, it is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Whoa! He tell them all. And then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have for witnesses? Look now, you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think? The answer that said, he is deserving of death. Then they spat in his face and beat him, and others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you? And I'm sure that when they see him in the last days and they are on their way to that big old wide gate, they're going to wish they had believed him when they hit him. They will wish that they had believed him when they spat upon him. They will wish that they believed him in that latter day. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and time and half a time. God's blessing for obedience is not always obvious or immediate. Many believers have died for their obedience, and many more will. And we're going to go over to Revelation chapter 6 now. And, of course, we will read this verse again when we get to Revelation. But this is in context with our lesson for today. And it says this in Revelation chapter 6. And, again, we're going to go up to verse number 9. And it says, and when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren, who would be killed as they were, was completed. And it says this again, the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and a half a time. God's blessing for obedience is not always obvious or immediate. Many believers have died for their obedience, and many more will. We're going to go up to chapter 2 of Revelation, verse number 10. And, of course, we'll read it in context. And this is Jesus speaking to John. And it says this. And it says, but the crown of life is well worth waiting for. And we're going to go over here to talk about the crown of life. And it says in Revelation chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse number 8, and it says, and the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Now read that again. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. The Lord's word is speaking to us this morning to get ready. Again, the Lord's time is not our time. The Lord's time is not our time. Life lesson for Daniel, and this is what the scripture says, the male goat is the kingdom of Greece. The large horn that is between its eyes is the first king. And this is what Dr. Stanley says from this verse. It says, this prophecy about Alexander the Great is so precise and clear that critics have tried to claim that it was written after the fact. God gives prophecies like this to build our trust in the truth and accuracy of his word. So understand, in the time of Daniel, he was dreaming about Alexander the Great. And everything he said has come true. Psalms 137, 1 through 6. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sit. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there those who carried us away captive as us a song. And those who plundered us requested mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. And some of this was in, if you've ever seen the musical God's Bell, this verse saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion, isn't actually in the play God's Bell. It's such a beautiful, awesome play that, you know, I just love it. Just love it. It's one of my, it's in my musical repertoire. I love the songs from that play. Psalms 137 and 4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? And Dr. Stanley tells us, while our surroundings and circumstances can greatly influence our natural ability to worship God, true worship has less to do with our core conditions than with the decision of the will to draw on the inward resources of the Spirit. Regardless of where you are, you can sing God's songs because God's songs are in your heart. Whether you're sitting at a table working, you can sing God's songs. Whether you're holding the hand of the dying, you can sing God's songs. Whether you're in your car or on a bus or on a train or a plane, you can sing God's songs. Whether you're asleep in your bed, you can sing God's songs. For God's songs are beautiful and great and greatly to be praised, for He is God. And we sing our songs from our heart. To say, great is your faithfulness, O God, our Father. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. We got to have our song in our heart. There's a song in my heart, and I got to get it out. If I try to contain it, it will just take over me. We got to have a song in our heart. Proverbs 29:14, the king who judges the poor with truth, his throne will be established forever. 2 Peter chapter 3. And 2 Peter is where the title of our lesson is coming from. And as we paraphrase what God has given us this morning, we know that God's word is true always. And that word this morning is, our time is not the Lord's time. We must grow in grace. Our time is not the Lord's time. We can't put God in a 7-day box because His time is not our time. We are God's children, and we follow what God says do. And this is what it says, Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle in both of which I stir up your pure mind by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying the promise of his coming. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they will willfully forget, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water. and in the water by which the world that sin existed perished before the flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for the fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. Again, our time is not God's time. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We're given grace to repent. For our time is not the Lord's time, but he gives us grace to repent. What a mighty God we serve, that he gives us opportunity for repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. But the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as long as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all the epistles, which is letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction. Again, we're talking to false teachers, false prophets, twisting the word of God. And that's what he's telling us. Peter's telling us this. And he said, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. Woo! What a word this morning. I told y'all it was a great word today. And I love, you know, we're going to go back to a life lesson. And the scripture in Psalms 137:4, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? While our surroundings and circumstances can greatly influence our natural ability to worship God, true worship has less to do with outward conditions than with the decision of the will to draw on the inward resources of the Spirit. And as I said when we spoke on that word, find your song. Find your song. Find that song that gets you through. Find that song that takes you there. Find that song that just stays in your spirit at all times. Find your song. Find your song. And I can tell you, mine is Friend of God. That's my song. When I'm going through, I had to have surgery. And it was a surgery without anesthesia. And you can feel the needles going into your veins. You can feel everything. And what got me through was just in my spirit singing, Friend of God. because he was with me. And that is amazing that he loves me and calls me his friend. That I am mindful of him in my distress. I am mindful of him in my good. Excuse me, I am mindful of him in my bad. I am mindful of him always. Why? Because he is God. And I know that I know in my heart that he loves me. And I love him too. And I'm grateful that he calls me his friend. And as we continue in our first, second Peter word, chapter 3. And this is, says some life lessons here. And the first life lesson is, with the Lord, one day is 1,000. And 1,000 days as one day. God simply does not run the world by our timetable. What feels like a delay to us is right on schedule by his calendar. He often makes us wait, not to frustrate us, but to deepen our trust in him. I will trust in you, Lord. We got to have that song in our heart. I will trust in you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And as we go to verse number 12, it says, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with a fervent heat. And this is what Dr. Stanley says, while we often turn biblical prophecy into a forum for debate, the scriptures use this prophecy for far more practical purposes. Knowing what lies ahead should move us to please the God, before whom we will soon stand for judgment. However, we should be neither discouraged nor surprised when we come upon Bible passages that we have a hard time understanding. Peter had the same difficulty, and God used him to help. We might not always understand the word of God, but understanding God's word is always there for us. Ask God for discernment. Ask God for understanding. Ask God to give you everything you need so the word comes to life in your mind and in your spirit. What a mighty God we serve. And our last thing for this word this morning is coming from Dr. Stanley. This is what the Bible says about spiritual growth. From 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, which says, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. And again, our title for today's lesson, our time is not the Lord's time. We must grow in grace. And it says spiritual growth. Not many people can say that on the day they were saved, someone explained to them the steps to spiritual growth. Unfortunately, some believers never hear how to grow in grace. Since none of us grows as a Christian without taking action, Peter instructs believers to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Then how are we to grow? The Bible gives us some powerful guidelines. And if you'd like to get a pen and paper out to write these down, it's worth it. It's worth it. I'm giving you a couple of seconds to get your pen and paper. And as we go through our word this morning, you know, we want to make sure that we keep it all in context, because then it can't be twisted and manipulated. And it says this, the number one is, first, we are responsible for renewing our mind. And when we go over to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and it tells us this in verse 2, be not conformed, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? We got to be transformed by the renewing. We cannot conform. We got to transform by the renewing of our mind. And it says this, through God, though God saves us and gives us a new spirit, he does not give us a new brain. Disobedience and rebellion have dug or worn many ugly trenches in our minds. So we must meditate on the Bible, which expresses the thoughts of God. Meditation is more than reading. It involves thinking about what the words mean and then applying the truth we discover. When we meditate on his word and depend upon the Spirit's power to help us put it into practice, our minds undergo a wonderful process of transformation. That is how we obtain the mind of Christ. And we're going to go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I'm sorry, chapter 2, verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 16. And it says this. We're going to go up a little bit to verse 14. It says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Again, our time is not the Lord's time. We grow in grace. Second, we must be ready to admit our failures and assume responsibility for them. When we deny our sins, we delay our spiritual growth. But when we confess our failures, the opposite happens. Growth becomes inevitable. James tells us, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. James 5 and 16. We want to be healed. And it goes on to say the third step naturally follows the second. After confession should come repentance. This is more than acknowledging wrongdoing are promising to try harder. Repentance means that we commit to make an about face and head in the opposite direction from our sin. Paul taught new converts that they should repent or turn to God and do works befitting repentance. And that's in Acts chapter 26, verse 20. God's ultimate goal is for all believers to become more Christ-like. That happens only when through faith we tap into the power of God. With these steps, we will begin to move in that direction, and soon our relationship with God begins to deepen. And that is our word for this morning. And as I said, it was a great, great, great and powerful word today. And again, I say as we get ready to wrap up, family, if there's anyone that would like to speak, 213-943-3597 is our call-in number. Again, 213-943-3597 is the call-in number if you'd like to call in and speak. If not, we are wrapping it up, family. And just to put it back in your spirit, our time is not the Lord's time. We must grow in grace. We can't conform to this world. We got to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, of our mind. We got to renew our mind. We got to go to God and learn and become responsible for not only our actions, but the actions of others as we tell them and teach them the word. We got to stand on God's word and know that God's word is true always. We are his children. We are his servants. And we walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that everything we know in this word will come to pass. coming back on his fiery throne. Jesus is coming back on a cloud of heaven. All we have to do is be ready. Be ready and know who you belong to. And remember, don't let anybody tell you, well, Jesus is coming back on June the 21st, 2022. Huh. Is he really? Because what I know of the word says that no man knows the day or the time or the hour that the Lord is coming back, because he will come back like a thief in the night. That's what I know. So don't fall for that stuff. You know, we've had people that have said that the world was going to end at the beginning of the millennium. Folks sold everything, lost everything, gave their life savings to charlatans, claiming to be the ones that could take them to heaven so that they would be ready to go on the ship, on the boat, on the whatever, and then they commit suicide. We can't fall for the okey-doke. We can't fall for the Jim Joneses of this world who are out to do nothing but kill, steal, and destroy the people of God. Trust God, and remember, a day to the Lord may be 1,000 days to us. 1,000 days to us may be 1 day to the Lord. For a day in God's court is like 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of the wicked. Have a word in your heart. Have a song in your mind. Sing unto the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We got to make joyful noises to God. You can worship anywhere. It's not just a building. It's a mindset. And just remember again, as you go through your day, God's time is not my time. I'm growing in grace. That should be our lament. I'm growing in grace. I'm growing in grace, Lord, because I want to be ready when you come. That's our word this morning, family. Thank you so much for joining me as we move forward in the word of God in this awesome Bible study. Again, tell a friend, text a friend, give the number. 213-943-3597, or they can reach me on MinisterB_TalksWord on Twitter, or they can also connect, or they can just connect directly on Blog Talk Radio, moving forward with Minister B, or with Minister Bridget. You can find me on Moving Forward with Minister Bridget on Blog Talk Radio. Or you can call 213-943-3597. You can connect on Twitter under Minister_B Talks Word. Or you can reach me through Blog Talk. So thank you so very much, everybody. Be blessed and know that there is only one God and that he loves you because you are his friend. Be blessed and have a great and wonderful day. And as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other in Jesus' precious and holy, holy name. And as always, before that we get out of here, what do we have? A word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. And a word that Sister Carolyn has given this morning is right on point, as always. Right on point. And today's word is this. Good morning. Those who leave everything in God's hand will eventually see God's hand in everything. Have a thankful Thursday, family. We are going to see God's hand in everything because we are giving everything to God. Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn. You are appreciated. Thank you so much, family. You are appreciated as well. And I send love to all of you. And I thank God for you, those that listen in regularly, those that listen in sometimes, those that listen in live, and those that listen later. I ask God to watch over you, to guide you, to protect you, to cover you from the crowns of your head to the soles of your feet with his loving grace through his Holy Spirit, which is directly for each and every one of us. So I thank you. I praise God, and I give him honor and glory and ask him to please watch over you all as you go through your day. The Lord willing, come join me tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we move forward through the Word of God. Be blessed, family. It's a wrap. Why? Because we're always willing, ready, available, and presently praying for each and every one of you. It's a wrap. Love you much. Have a great day. It's time to go to work, y'all. Goodbye. Have a good day.